Good afternoon. High pressure continues to build into interior New York and New England, and we are seeing that northwest wind flow persist. This is adding a chill to the air. And temperatures are having a difficult time climbing with very little sunshine outside. There'll be some bright spots and some breaks in the clouds from time to time, but this will only help temperatures get into the lower and in some cases the middle 30s. But again, that wind will knock it back into the 20s throughout the afternoon. Skies will be partly cloudy overnight tonight, and it will be seasonably cold with lows back into the lower and middle 20s with teens across the higher terrain. The same high pressure center will set us up for a dry weekend, although sunshine will be at a premium. Still, I think there'll be a little more sun tomorrow and again on Sunday. We'll call it a mix of sun and clouds both days. And with that high pressure center overhead, we'll have less wind than yesterday or today. So a little more comfortable feel outside. Still, though, in the lower to middle 30s. Any sun on Monday will give way to increasing clouds as we begin to track the next storm system our way. It'll have a lot of available moisture from the Gulf of Mexico to work with, but the storm track right now takes it from parts of Texas into the Great Lakes early to midweek next week. On this track, mild air will flow in along with the moisture, and showers are likely on Tuesday with highs in the lower 40s. The brunt of the storm will move through on Wednesday and Wednesday night, but right now it looks like primarily just a plain rainfall. It'll be breezy and mild with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. On Thursday, Christmas Day, behind the storm, blustery and colder. There could even be a round of light snow early in the morning on Christmas Day, with temperatures falling back through the 30s. It should be noted that any deviation in this storm track, and it is quite a ways out, would change the forecast dramatically for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a developing storm system will bring rain and thunderstorms across parts of South Texas and the western Gulf Coast. Some of the thunderstorms have the potential to be severe with strong winds and hail, along with heavy rain. Meanwhile, additional rainfall and mountain snow is forecast for Northern California and the Pacific Northwest as strong deep layer flow from the Pacific will keep the weather pattern active. A couple of strong disturbances in this fast flow will pivot around a deep low pressure system over the Gulf of Alaska. These disturbances, along with their surface cold fronts, are forecast to bring heavy rain for coastal areas of the Pacific Northwest with some amounts in excess of 4 inches by Sunday morning. Heavy snow in the higher mountain ranges could reach 1 to 3 feet through the weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 80 degrees at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Brownsville, Texas, to a low of 9 below zero at Grand Marais, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy in the lower 40s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo cloudy with spotty freezing drizzle and highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low, 20, the record high, 54, set in 1985, and the record low, 13 below zero in 1973. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m., 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a scattered snow shower in the mountains and highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the middle 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy today with a few snow showers and some freezing drizzle possible with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, less wind, lower 30s, lower to mid-30s with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday. Any sunshine will give way to clouds on Monday in the upper 30s, and cloudy skies with a chance of rain showers Tuesday in the lower 40s. We'll have a better chance of rain. It'll be breezy and mild Wednesday, upper 40s to around 50, turning windy and colder on Christmas Day with some light snow or snow showers in the morning and highs back into the 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.